dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear.
You know why you said that? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaking, it came out dadgummit. Or worse. Instead of Jesus, hallelujah, I'm healed. Glory to glory to God. But see, your heart has to be filled for that to come out. Because you can't con your way through this. It's coming out. But when... Well, I'll be blessed. Whoa, look at that new hair coming in the house. Yeah! Come on, baby. Come on, you little rascal. You come on in there. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Bless.
Yeah. I can use a lot.
Hallelujah. Years and years ago. I was just reading along in the Word. Jesus said, all your hair on your head numbered. I said, I claim my original count. Right now. I claim it while I still got a big full head of hair. I claim my original count. It's my hair. I got a right to it. I claim my resurrection count. See, all of that came out of my faith. Now, and of course, I just used hair as a humorous example of it. But it's the same thing. If you begin to develop this and develop it and develop it, you'll begin to hear what you've been saying. I'll be blessed. Glory to God. Catching healing sure is a work. Yes. Amen. Oh, yeah. More well than I was yesterday. Glory to God. Oh, Brother Copeland, that's silly. Well, you can be silly if you want to, but, But Gloria and I don't have any prescription drugs. That's enough to prosper you right there. My God, man. Some people are buying a new car every year and not getting it, man, with some kind of dope. And you watch those commercials? I'm watching one the other day, and here's old Smiley. And all the time he's smiling so big, they're telling about the fatalities that have happened to people taking this stuff. And they're talking about hepatitis 3, you know. Yeah. They're coming from the same stuff that this guy's so thrilled about. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell everybody in the audience, I'm going to tell everybody on camera, you know what? You can be delivered from all of that. Yeah. It's all in the seed. Yeah. It's all in the seed. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all in the Word of the living God. That seed that gave birth to your spirit, glory to God, it has full health care. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Well, give the Lord a big praise and a thanksgiving for it. Glory to God. Stand up, please, and say it. Well, I am blessed.
I am a receiver.
I'm no doubter.
I'm a believer.
I believe with my heart.
I do believe with my heart
that what I say
comes to pass.
Seeing then
that I have a great high priest,
Jesus, Son of the Living God,
has passed into the heaven.
I hold fast
to my confession,
my profession.
I say what he says.
He's my high priest.
He's the lover of my soul.
He's the deliverer in my life.
He's my God.
He's my Father.
He's the rock of my salvation.
He's my healer.
He has blessed me.
I'm blessed
to be a blessing.
I take it.
I have it.
I take it.
I have it.
I forgive
if I have aught against any.
And I rejoice.
I'm a believer.
And I'm not a doubter.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong in the power of his might.
Say it again.
I'm strong in the power of his might.
I'm strong in the power of his might.
Therefore,
I run,
and I'm not weary.
I walk,
and I never faint.
Because my God
is my strength.
Give him praise.
Honor him.
Rejoice.
Rejoice in him.
Oh, I'm telling you, people, the healing power of God's all over the place right now. It's just all over this room. Glory, 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 glory. Now, don't just talk that way while you're in a meeting like this. Talk that way all the time. All the time. All the time. Do it so much that when something shocking does happen, that's what comes out your mind. Years ago, I was preaching in a church, and I got there. I came very early purposefully because I just wanted to walk through the congregation and pray in the Spirit for a while. And, oh, I do enjoy Christian bookstores. I like church bookstores. They had a really nice one. So I went back there. And the lady that ran the bookstore was in there. Oh, Brother Copeland, she said, come on in. I came in and I gathered up some things, you know, and I put them there on the counter. And here's what I did. That's all I did. She said, is it a cold or hay fever?
Well, now, I'd been praying in the Holy Ghost for about 2.5 hours that afternoon. We're getting ready for that service that night. And I came over there and I prayed them down in the auditorium. And she said, is it a cold or is it hay fever?
I said, glory to God. I don't have cold. I don't have hay fever. Glory to God. By his stripes I'm healed. His word has reckoned my sicknesses and my diseases. Jesus bore my sickness. He bore
my cold. He bore my hay fever. Glory to God. So therefore, all hay fever belongs to him. All cold belong to him. I don't have any. Glory to God. I don't have any cold. I don't have any hay fever. Thank you. By his stripes, I've been made whole. And I got to walking around that store and just kept going and going and going. She's standing there kind of bug-eyed. She said, I knew I was in trouble when I said it.
Now, see, the moment she said that, her heart convicted her of it. But the only reason it convicted her of it was because I was in the room. Now, you need to get to the place it'll convict you of it when I'm not in the room. Wherever you are. That it doesn't come out cold or hay fever.
We're getting there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed and every eye closed.
Anyone in this room say, Brother Copeland, would you pray for me? I've never made Jesus the Lord of my life, but I want to right now. Anyone at all? May I see your hand, please? Anyone that say, Brother Kenneth, I've known the Lord, but I'm out of fellowship with the God, but I'm coming back tonight. Anyone at all? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. All right. Let's all lift our hands with them. Now, if you're one of those that raised your hand, or if you're one of those that should have and didn't, we forgive you. Amen. Pray this out loudly enough that you can hear it with your own ears. This is very, very important. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that. I believe it with my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I confess now that I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, you are my Lord now. I repent of sin. I renounce it. I renounce the past life. You're my future, Jesus. And I thank you with all my heart. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive him now. And I fully expect right now to pray with other tongues, to speak with other tongues, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. My supernatural prayer language. My supernatural praise language is in me now, and I release my faith now. Now lift your voice and begin to praise God without the English language.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. Shalom, shalom.